Manu Patra alerts dated the 15th of April 2019. Madhya Pradesh High Court has held that personal inconvenience of parties cannot be a ground to waive the period of 6 months, in case of mutual consent divorce, as provided under subsection 2 of section 13B of Hindu Marriage Act. Supreme Court has directed Election Commission of India to watch biopic on Prime Minister Narendra Modi and report back to court in sealed cover as to whether its screening can be allowed during election time. Supreme Court has said that right to travel abroad is an important basic human right, while permitting IPS officer who is facing departmental proceedings to go for a private foreign visit. Supreme Court has upheld Madras High Court's appointment of AG Poon Manikavel as head of Special Investigation Team, SIT, to probe idol theft cases in Tamil Nadu. Supreme Court has held that absence of the accused while taking evidence of prosecution witnesses, by itself, would not vitiate the trial, unless great prejudice has caused to accused. Supreme Court has ordered a status quo in the SR Steel case till Delhi-based National Company Law Appellate Tribunal, NCLAT, decides on the final proportion to be distributed to financial and operational creditors. Supreme Court has held that the provisions in Section 360 of the Code of Criminal Procedure are not excluded by the Probation of Offenders Act. Delhi High Court has slammed Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, over the delays in finishing probe against controversial officer Rakesh Asthana, in bribery case. Delhi High Court has held that money laundering law, PMLA, prevails over Bankruptcy Act and Insolvency Code when it comes to attachment of properties obtained as proceeds of crime. Delhi High Court has declared subsection 3 of section 22 of the Competition Act 2002 is unconstitutional and void. Delhi High Court has directed Centre to pay extraordinary family pension to wife of a CRPF assistant sub-inspector, ASI, who died in a road accident while returning to duty from his leave. Delhi High Court has stressed the need to have some oversight by police on private hostels and paying guest accommodations, especially for women, to ensure their safety and said city police is duty, bound to track their areas and establishments like hostels and PGs to keep a check that these girls are not kept confined. Bombay High Court has withdrawn its stay on postgraduate, PG, dental admissions over implementation of new quotas, allowing the state to issue the first list of seat allotments to applicants. Bombay High Court has directed Secretary, Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, to review content of online game, PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, PUBG, and issue necessary regulatory directions if it is found to be objectionable. Bombay High Court has allowed quashing of an FIR under Section 376 of Indian Penal Code, IPC, which deals with rape, after the complainant submitted that she wanted to move on in life and her physical relationship was consensual. Bombay High Court has held that if a person is found to be on run after committing a crime, it will not be counted as conclusive evidence to prove his or her guilt, as even an innocent person may run away when suspected of grave crimes. Madras High Court has held that employees of Reserve Bank of India cannot be called as government employees and also observed that fact that central government has persuasive control over RBI would not make its employees central government employees. Punjab and Haryana High Court has held that Section 143A of Negotiable Instruments Act has no retrospective effect, whereas Section 148 will apply to pending appeals pending on date of enforcement of this provision. National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, Chennai Bench has held that a party having a vested interest relation with a corporate debtor should not be a part of the Committee of Creditors, COC. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Kolkata bench has held that long-term employees' benefits such as gratuity, leave encashment, ex gratia and bonus etc. are deductible while assessing the book profit under Section 115JB of the Income Tax Act, 1961. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Kolkata bench has held that the income tax law does not prohibit a partner from drawing remuneration salary from more than one partnership firm. Supreme Court of Jamaica struck down Jamaican National Identification and Registration Act, NARA, a law that mandated the collection of biometric information from all Jamaican residents, and its storage in a centralized database.